Elven Quest by Anil Gupta and Richard Pinto.
And so it came to pass in the age of Lower Earth known as the Age, that Lord Vidar, the leader of the Questers, did embark upon a pilgrimage to learn the whereabouts of the Sword of Asnagar, which had been lost for an eternity and more. Which is odd, because it's a really important sword, quite big, very shiny, and really not the sort of thing you'd expect to get lost at all, but... yeah, there we are.
This way, fellow questers. These mountain roads may be treacherous. The gods will smile on us.
They seem to be doing something else on us at the moment.
Sam, do not speak ill of the gods. They can do far worse than rain on us in a mountain pass.
You don't want to upset the gods, human. They could send a huge lightning bolt to cleft the mountain in twain and cause such a landslide that we'd all be crushed to death and our screams of agony no heard by another living soul.
Well, I'm glad your religion is such a comfort to you.
Look at the bright side, Sam. At least it's not snowing.
Oh, look! It's snowing! I love snow! Oh, when I was a dog, I used to go crazy in the snow, rolling around in it, catching the flakes in my mouth, eating it! Oh, snow is great when it's not a driving blizzard on a treacherous mountain path.
It all begs the question, why is Vidar on a pilgrimage to some stupid temple in the first place?
Because the High Priest of Hillendor must answer any question that a pilgrim may ask.
Oh, ask him why every snowflake is different. I've always wanted to know that. And why yellow snow tastes funny.
Ask the High Priest for the whereabouts of the Sword of Asnagar, won't you, Vidar?
Exactly. But you have to be very careful how you do it.
Why? Is it dangerous?
No. You must be very careful how you ask your question, because you only get one chance. If you ask the way to the toilet or ask when you can ask your question, then you've blown it. Many pilgrims make this mistake.
When you say many pilgrims make this mistake, Vidar, do you mean you've made this mistake many times?
The path to wisdom is experience, Sam.
I see. How many times?
9.
Right.
They must consider you something of a regular.
They do. I found that out last time. Remember me, I said. Yes, they said.
And that was your question.
Yeah.
Which is why, this time, we're all coming, so there can be no mistakes.
Vidar, does this temple have food?
Alas, no. I know that because on my fourth pilgrimage, I asked if there was a tuck shop.
Don't worry, Amos, I've just seen something I think you're really going to like.
Is it a lamppost?
No! Look up ahead, where the road forks. It's a tavern.
Oh, yes! So there's a lamppost behind the tavern.
No, I was thinking more of the tavern itself, where we can eat.
Oh, brilliant, because I am hungry. But then I started thinking about lampposts.
Wait a minute. That tavern, is it the Fat Hog?
I think you're right, Princess. I'd heard it was around these parts, but I never imagined we'd be lucky enough to find it.
What's the Fat Hog?
Well, it's the most famous tavern in all of Lower Earth. The food is supposed to be to die for.
Aye, and it's all made from pigs. Even the desserts. Ever heard of trotter trifle?
Or liver and bacon ice cream.
Oh, it sounds revolting. And I've been known to go back and eat my own vomit.
I can't believe we found the Fat Hog. Oh, there's a pork sausage in there I've been waiting to get my hands on for years.
The Fat Hog does indeed sound tempting, but it's far too early in the day to pitch camp.
Come on, it's freezing. We could all do with a rest.
We are on a sacred quest. All earthly temptations must be resisted until it is complete.
Oh, spoil sport.
The princess is right, although I've heard that the salted, crackling chocolate mousse is like eating a small piece of heaven.
Do not think, Dean, that just because I am a woman, I can be swayed by talk of chocolate mousse. I am an Amazon warrior, don't forget. And let me ask you this. Is it dark chocolate?
Aye.
I think popping for a quick lunch would be okay, wouldn't it, Vidar? Two courses, in and out.
I'll pack you a table.
Choppy, choppy, chop, and in it goes. And a 1, 2, 3, and...
No darkness either. I brought you your 11s, grilled bees on toast, and a pint of orc's blood. Oh, what are you
doing, your personification of all that's profane?
What does it look like, Creech? I'm making a smoothie.
Ooh, a smoothie. What, out of the entrails of your vanquished enemies?
Apple and mango, actually.
What about your orc's blood?
Oh, I don't like it. It doesn't taste nice.
Oh, now. Your daily pint is important. Oh. Full of goodness. Well, badness.
Look, I'm sorry, Creech, but I'm on a new regime. I'm fed up at drinking blood.
But you need your daily dose of evil essence and coagulant. Especially as you don't go out in the sun.
Yeah, I've had enough of all that. I spend all day every day trying to get the wretched scum of Lower Earth to surrender to my despotic rule. I don't get enough me time.
Me time, Lord?
Yes, you know, hanging out with yourself, listening to your inner voice, giving yourself permission to be you.
You've been reading that scroll again, haven't you?
That scroll has a name, Creech. It's called Learning to Love Yourself While Still Hating Everyone Else. It's a bestseller for a reason.
You don't think the author is just exploiting the market by telling people what they want to hear?
Of course he is, yes. The author is obviously evil, like me. But he also makes a lot of sense. Building an evil empire can mean that you don't take time out to, you know, stop and crush the roses. In all this building an evil empire business, I'd almost forgotten the simple pleasure of picking the legs off a spider.
I suppose we've got to remember the basics.
If I'm going to be a truly successful Dark Lord, I've got to be comfortable in my own skin.
Yes, well, you've tried being comfortable in other people's skin, haven't you? Like that suit you made out of the skin of the Wizard of Endor.
Yeah, it just didn't feel like me.
No, it was a bit tight around the arms, wasn't it?
It was really tight around the arms, yeah. So from now on, it's going to be all about me. I'm giving in to my basic fundamental urges. If I want something, I'm just going to have it. And to hell with the consequences.
Right, but we do need to keep an eye on the questers.
Already thought of that. With this, I can see all over Lower Earth.
Ooh, a ball of infinite vision. Very nice.
Yeah, well, I've been wanting one for ages, and today I just thought, why not? You deserve it.
Because you're worth it, Lord.
Yes. Yes, I am. Now I can survey Lower Earth with this little beauty by my side as I sip my smoothie and dismember some arachnids.
Yeah, but what about your 11s? It'll make you feel better.
Now you have it.
Well, I don't see how that...
Don't care. That's what I want.
Yeah, but orc's blood doesn't really agree with me, and bees give me terrible reflux.
Oh, come on, Creech, look lively about it.
As you wish, Lord.
And the bees.
All right. Sting. Sting. Yes. Sting.
I feel better already. Spare ribs?
Yes, please.
Okay, and there's the sauce. Enjoy.
Oh, wow. I haven't been this excited about a meal since, well...
Your last meal?
Yes, that's probably true.
Sorry about this, Vidar. It must be very hard for you having to fast while we're all tucking into this amazing food.
It's all part of the pilgrim's process.
Well, I'm happy to go without if it will help.
No, you must not forego the meal for my sake. Although if you did want to abstain, that would be very...
A warthog salad.
Oh, that's me.
Delicious. Absolutely delicious.
Excuse me, sorry. Is there any sign of my slow roast pork?
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, great. They've screwed up the order. I knew it.
I'll just go and find out.
Yeah, thank you. Wow. Who is that over there? She's a sight for snow-blind eyes.
Oh, her. That's Nigressa. Yes, the owner and head chef.
Ah, the voluptuous Nigressa. They call her the queen of indulgent cooking.
They say she must be an evil sorceress to make the food this good.
Well, she's used some kind of black magic to get into that dress.
Parts of her seem to be struggling quite hard to escape.
Ooh, someone's jealous.
Hardly. And here's your napkin.
My food's not here yet.
And yet you've started drooling.
Oh, look, she's coming over.
Hello, weary travellers. Is everything to your utter satisfaction?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
These spare ribs are amazing.
Oh, yes, I love having my ribs drizzled with a sticky sauce.
I think I'll take that napkin now.
And the sausage? Is it every bit as juicy as you hoped?
Oh, melts in the mouth.
I haven't got mine yet.
Oh, dear. And who might you be?
Oh, I'm Sam. I mean, I'm Sam. Oh, wait a minute.
Are we a little tongue-tied?
Yes, sorry.
The tongue is so sensual, isn't it? It's where all the taste buds are.
Yes, I'm Sam.
And what are you having?
I'm having the slow roast pork.
What a good choice. Yes. I always think that a good pork takes time, don't you? And what about the elf?
Nothing for me, thank you.
Yes, he's on a pilgrimage.
Oh?
Popping up to the old temple to see the High Priest of Hillendor.
Have you got your question ready?
I certainly have. What is your question for the High Priest, he will ask me. What is my question, I'll say? Why?
Oh, pilgrims, eh? I mean, what's all that about? Gullible, religious losers.
Actually, I've always admired their self-restraint.
Yeah, me too.
It's so important to be in control of your bodily functions.
I completely agree.
You're dribbling again.
Shush.
I find men with self-denying willpower so sexy.
Slow roast pork?
No, thank you. Don't need it. No, I mean, I know this is the best tavern in Lower Earth, but some things are more important than satisfying our immediate desires. Well, our food ones, anyway.
Really?
Yeah, I'm all about self-discipline.
But, Sam, you said self-denial for its own sake is pointless.
Now, you see, you're quoting me out of context. There was a blizzard.
And you said you hate the cold.
Yeah, but...
If anyone wants me, I'll be in the kitchen.
Right, well, she's gone now. Where's my slow-roasted pork?
Sorry, Sam.
Oh, hey, miss.
You said you didn't want it.
Now, should I have another smoothie?
Do you want one?
Yes.
Then you should have one.
Thank you.
Your darkness.
Oh, what do you want?
Not interrupting, am I?
This is my me time, Creech. I'm indulging myself, enjoying my own company. Just me, a jug of smoothie, a bowl of spiders, and my ball of infinite vision. So, yes, you are interrupting.
Sorry.
What do you want?
Well, it's about the questers, your meanness. Oh. My spies tell me they're going to the Temple of Hillendor to find out the location of the Sword of Asnagar. We must go there at once.
Oh, the questers. Can't be bothered with them anymore.
But, Lord, if they get the sword, then evil will be defeated for all eternity.
But what about me? Hmm? What about what I want?
Lord, please!
No, all right. Don't get all antsy about it. I'll check my ball, see how far they've got. Ooh, hang on. Can't see anything. It's not working.
Oh, let me have a look. nothing.
Well, it was working fine earlier on.
Oh, really? What were you looking at?
Oh, well, you know, evil.
Yeah, what sort of evil?
Well, just evil things throughout Lower Earth.
Well, doesn't it keep a record of all the things you've been looking at?
Does it?
Yes, if we go on to history...
Oh, no,
it's fine, your nastiness. You're the living embodiment of all that is foul and depraved. You're supposed to be looking at scenes of...
Oh, my...
I know, it's a squirrel that can water ski, Creech. You've got to admit, that is impressive.
Oh, for the first time in my entire life, I couldn't eat another thing.
Oh, me neither. I'm not sure the buttons on my tunic can hold out much longer.
Oh, ow!
Sorry.
I'm afraid we've all rather made pigs of ourselves.
Yeah, except me. Where's my food?
It is good that you've all had your fill, for there'll be little else to eat on the way to the Temple of Hillendor. Come, questers, we must away.
But I haven't had anything. I'm starving.
Well, I have a sausage in my breeches I was keeping for later. Would you like a wee nibble?
I'm not that hungry.
I suppose we should get going.
But I must say, I'm feeling incredibly tired.
Me too.
Yes, I'm very sleepy too. There's only one thing stopping me from going over there and curling up for a nap on that sofa.
What's that?
I'm not really allowed on the sofa.
Well, maybe we could stay, you know, have a little after-dinner nap.
Oh, that's a good idea, m'lady.
But what about the high priests? I have to ask the question.
He'll be all right. Sam can go with you.
What? How come I don't get to... They're all asleep.
Well, come on then, Sam. We must hurry. This underwear is really starting to chafe.
Okay, fine, but I'm just going to see if I can get a doggy bag. I'll catch you up!
What are you morons playing at? Slow roast pork cooked for 3 days. Completely underdone. And the pork loin was boiled in water, not the collected tears of a tortured nymph, which has exactly the right salt content to bring out the flavour of the meat.
But the nymphs are all cried out.
Then find some more! Those disgusting gluttons out there need the finest ingredients to lure them into my terrible trap.
Hello?
Oh, sorry.
How long have you been standing there?
Oh, not long. I was just wondering if I could get some takeaway.
Oh, Sam, I was hoping you'd be staying much longer.
Were you?
I have so much to show you.
Well, I can already see most of it. Yeah, your kitchens, I mean. This must be where you work your magic.
Well, even magic takes a lot of hard work.
Yeah, I can't help noticing all the chefs are in chains.
They like it like that.
Really?
Besides, Sam,
Don't you think chains can be good? Even a little bit sexy.
Yeah, sometimes. Less so when the context is slavery.
Oh, Sammy! They're not slaves. They're on work experience.
And that's a good thing?
So come on then, Sammy. Do you fancy a nibble?
Well, I didn't get my main course, so I am still quite peckish.
Are you ready to go all the way with me, Sam?
Yes, what the hell? Chips and onion rings.
Why don't I show you to my private dining room? Come this way.
Okay.
I think I see what's happened here. Yes, you're out of vision width.
Out of vision width? What the devil does that mean?
You've been using the ball too much. You must have exceeded your monthly allowance.
Monthly allowance? But it's a ball of infinite vision. Infinite. That means without limit, surely. Because in all the publicity, there's this flat, you see, where three happy-go-evil students you just want to punch in the face or sit around talking.
Yes, you want to punch everyone in the face.
Yeah, well, that's true.
The infinite vision people also have a fair use policy.
Fair use? What's the point of having a fair use policy when you're dealing with an evil dark lord?
There have to be limits.
Oh, fine. Well, we'll go to Hillendor.
Thank you, Lord. I'll ready the carriage.
Hang on. Isn't the fat hog somewhere around there?
I wouldn't know, Lord.
I've always wanted to go there. The pig snout porridge is supposed to be spectacular.
But the questers...
It's fine, Crete, it's fine. We can kill two birds with one stone.
As you wish, Your Awfulness.
It is as I wish. I'm doing the things I've always wanted to do, and visiting the fat hog is right up there. Having said that, there were some dodgy reviews on Quest Advisor.
Come on, Sam. Strip.
Right, so I don't get any sauce on my clothes?
And hold still while I put these manacles on.
Okay. Although I don't see how I can eat my lunch if my hands are chained to the bedposts. I'll be honest, I'm getting mixed signals here.
There's no confusion, Sam. I'm going to keep you locked up here forever as my slave.
Oh.
You're all the same. Lusting after my food and lusting after me.
Well, if you will, wear that dress.
Weakness. Everywhere I see weakness.
Right. Bad experience with a man in the past.
Shut up!
What was his name?
It doesn't matter. The point is, you will stay here naked and in chains for the rest of your days.
I've got friends downstairs who will come looking for me.
Ha! Those pigs! They won't be going anywhere.
Hey, they are not pigs! Admittedly, Dean's table manners leave a lot to be desired, but...
They are pigs, Sam. Actual pigs. I've turned them into three little porkers.
You've done what?
Anyone who eats at the fat hog falls into a deep slumber and awakes to find themselves transformed into a pig.
What are you, some kind of evil sorceress?
Of course I'm an evil sorceress. How do you think I get into this dress?
Oh, I thought maybe talcum powder.
I turn all my diners into pigs because I despise them. They come in day after day wanting to fill their already bloated bellies with the finest food in Lower Earth.
Well, to be fair, it is a restaurant.
They always want more and more new tastes, new flavours, new ways of satisfying their basest desires. So I turn every diner into a pig and then slaughter them and feed them to the next lot.
Well, that'll keep the overheads down.
Your Darkness, We're here.
Ooh. The fat hog. Ooh, you can almost smell the gastronomic indulgence.
Actually, that might have been me. I told you, bees don't really agree with me.
I'm going to really pig out here, Creech. I don't care what it costs. If I want it, I'm going to have it.
But, Lord, the questers, we have to stop
them.
Yeah,
all right, we'll ask about them first.
Oh, here comes the sorceress Nigressa now.
What, in that black dress?
I'd say half in, wouldn't you?
I'd say half out, but then I am an optimist.
Lord Darkness, this is an unexpected surprise.
Yeah, hello there.
What brings you to the fat hog?
Oh, great Nigressa, we have travelled far from Castle Darkness with much haste, because we urgently seek the questers, that we may stop them getting the Sword of Asnagar and defeating evil for eternity.
The questers? Sorry, I haven't seen them.
Oh, well, table for two then, please.
For two? You dine with your henchmen?
With Creech? No. Anyway, it's all for me. Yes, I need the space. I'm planning on eating a lot. You see, I'm very much focusing on me right now.
Very well. Then I shall prepare the finest tasting menu Lower Earth has ever seen.
Thank you very much.
anyone hear me? Help!
Oh, well, it's worth a try. Dear God, or gods, and goddesses, please help me to escape and save my friends. Ideally, after I've had a bit of action with Nigressa, but it's not a deal breaker.
Sam? Sam?
Vidar!
Hello?
Thank God you're here!
Oh, it's good to see you too, Sam. Especially after what happened at the temple just now.
Yeah, Vidar.
I had the question written down, like you said.
Yeah, Vidar.
And the priest said, did I have my question? And I said, yes. And was it all right if I read it out?
Vidar.
Well, I can still try again next year. Did you get anything to eat in the end?
Yeah, the fact I'm chained to the bed would suggest not.
Sam, are you naked?
Yes.
So where's your...
It's cold, okay? Close the...
Come to think of it, why are you chained to that bed? Oh, I know, you're guarding it.
No.
But Sam, if someone steals the bed, you won't be able to stop them because you're chained to it.
Any minute now.
Wait, how did you manage to chain yourself to a bed? Did you start with the ankles and then... No, wait.
Here it comes.
Someone must have chained you to the bed.
Well done! We got there in the end. Now why don't we have a game of charades?
You won't be able to play if you're chained to a bed.
That's a really good point. What could you possibly do about that?
I could unchain you.
Brilliant!
So who chained you up?
Nigressa. She's an evil sorceress, and if you eat her food, you turn into a pig, which is what happened to the others.
Ah, the gods are angry with me. This is judgment. I knew this would happen.
Well, let's not panic. Let's just go and find them and figure out a way to make Nigressa reverse the spell.
Lord Darkness has just arrived. Maybe he could help.
Yeah, see, well, he's the living embodiment of all that's evil and our sworn enemy, hell-bent on our destruction.
Perhaps if we ask nicely?
Oh, come on! Right, let's try that barn over there.
Yes, I think I can already smell Dean.
Yes, that could be Dean, or it could be the smell...
of 100 stinking pigs! Oh, so that's what Dean smells like.
Oh, the pigs seem very agitated. It's as if they're scared of the sight of us.
Perhaps you should put some clothes on.
Oh, yeah, right. You pass me that sack.
So which ones are Amos Dean and Penthesilea?
Well, there's one over there eating swill whilst licking his bits. I'm guessing that's Amos.
And the small angry one sitting on the mountain of poo.
Dean!
And look over there. That boy is trying to make friends with that sow.
And the sow is picking up the trough with her teeth and smashing the other pig in the face. Penthesilea. Let's get them out.
What do you think you're doing?
Oh, hello.
We have come to rescue our fellow questers, because we are brave, loyal heroes...
You feeble half-wits, you really think you can stop me? It's a rhetorical question, fool.
Right.
Your weak, greedy companions have eaten my food, been turned into pigs, and now I'm going to slaughter them for tomorrow's lunch.
But we have not fallen into your trap. Vidar and I were too smart for you, I'm afraid.
Sam, these mini sausage rolls are absolutely delicious.
Vidar, what are you doing?
Well, it's all right, Sam. I finished the pilgrimage, so I don't have to fast anymore.
Did you say it?
Well, this couldn't get any worse.
Lord Darkness!
Oh, great.
Creech, why have you dragged me away from my potted pigs of pride?
Look, Lord, Nigressa has the questers after all. She was fibbing.
Oh, now that's just not on.
Keep back, Darkness! You can't stop me. I'm going to slaughter them all.
Ah, well, that very much plays into my hands. You see, Creech, by focusing on my own inner desires, everything's turned out rather well.
Yes, especially.
You poo-pooed my scroll, but this proves that if you want to achieve your goals, you have to learn to love yourself, you see. And I have discovered that I really like me.
Well, that's new.
So it looks like it's just you and me, Sam.
So it would seem.
Hello. I'm sorry.
You'll be my love slave, chained to my bed forever.
Suppose there are worse fates.
Until I get bored of you and turn you into a pig as well.
Look, can we talk about this? I mean, there must be a reason for your hating weakness so much.
No, there isn't.
Is it because you once made yourself vulnerable and weak?
No.
Was there a man?
There was, apparently.
Shut up!
What happened? Did he run off with someone else?
Ranulph? I don't know anyone called Ranulph.
Ranulph? His name was Ranulph?
Ranulph?
Why did he have to leave, Sam? What?
Ah, and you decided never to let your emotions get the better of you again.
Where are those sausage rolls? I need comfort food. That's better. I'm going to put on my dressing gown and go inside. I think there's a bacon and chocolate gâteau in the fridge.
I'm not sure that's going to be possible.
Why? What do you mean?
Oh, dear. No self-esteem, ultimately.
Yes, that's right, Creech. Self-esteem is important. That's why I need some me time.
Your darkness!
Oh.
You're back!
Oh, yeah.
Yes, her spell is broken. Order apparently is restored.
And finally, the questers are within your grasp.
No, you don't get it, do you, Creech? I'm still focusing on me. And do you know what? I really want to find that water skiing squirrel. Now, come on!
Well done, Sam. I'm impressed. You certainly were brave.
So the gods were smiling on us after all, Sam?
No, they weren't. If it wasn't for me, you'd all be porky scratchings.
Aye, and we thank the gods for you, Sam.
But sure... Oh, forget it.
Onwards, questers, for the Sword of Asnagar awaits!
You have been listening to Elven Quest, starring Darren Boyd, Kevin Eldon, Dave Lamb, Stephen Mangan, Alistair McGowan, Ingrid Oliver and Phoebe Waller-Bridge. The writer was James Carey. The producer was Sam Michel.